that first 2 weeks, I called 249 people and got 10 deals under contract by the end of my second month. Going into my third month, I had 10 deals and never slowed down.
When you surround yourself with the best and coolest people in the industry, you tend to meet more of them and have more opportunities. So I want to give a huge shout out. Many of you guys know listening out there that we've had the luxury of having Josh May with the May Group Grand Rapids co-hosting a lot of our episodes. And he is just teeing up some heavy hitters in the industry who think differently. So I think today everybody is going to learn a different perspective to real estate. We're going to get a little controversial. It's going to be fun. But Josh, I'm going to hand it over to you to tee up our guest today, since you know him and you know a lot of like the exciting things we're about to learn about.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for having me, Matt. And excited to introduce my friend, Ron Howard from Baltimore. He's an amazing team leader from the Greatest Move teams. He's a RE/MAX team leader and best-selling author, and just an incredible, incredible man that I've got to watch his journey over the years and listen to his stories about how he's transformed his business, what he's learned. And Ron, I just kind of want to jump into this real quick, because like I said, I've seen and heard you talk about this, but I want to dive into, you know, your business as a best-selling author, as a team leader. What I've noticed and what we were talking about yesterday is you've written 2 books and you're working on your third book, which we'll get into. But your first book was Creating Demand and Stop Chasing Leads, right? And that was back in 2018. And you're running a high-performing real estate team in Baltimore. And something changed because you wrote a second book that was much more focused on profitability as a team leader. So let's kind of dive into that and just let's chat from somebody that's selling hundreds and hundreds of homes a year. Talk to me about your journey.
So when I started in real estate, I just had a business that we were shutting down. It was running on fumes, I was looking at the real estate landscape. I felt like if I created a brand of these 4 components, I wanted, you know, that I would compete, because a lot of agents don't even think of themselves as a brand. So I decided I was going to be the hardest worker, be in the office at 6 a.m. every day. That was my thing. Everybody saw my car in the parking lot early. I thought I was going to have to go super deep on learning how to connect with people versus selling. I thought this was a relationship game, and explored all the different ways that you can connect with people, mental triggers, all kinds of things like that. I felt like building my sphere of influence in the nonprofit world, giving back to the community, was something that would be really big. So I just started volunteering for every type of events committee at nonprofits, and then eventually like joining boards of nonprofits and things like that. And then right before I got in real estate, I had ran into a buddy of mine. He just got his pilot license. Now, I live in the city. I've been here since 1995. I knew a lot of people. I thought a lot of people would know me from being out in the bars and restaurants and things like that. So I ran into Jim, and he just got his pilot license. And I was like, that's how I want people to think about me, sharp like a pilot. So I enrolled in flight school, scared to death of flying. I thought I was going to kill myself. But that was my brand. Like, it, you know, and when I started reconnecting with my sphere, you know, because I'd kind of like dropped out of going out and everything. And people like, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm working really hard. I haven't done one deal yet. You know, I'm in the office every day at 6, halfway through flight school. And people are like, oh, really? Flight school? Oh my God, it's amazing. You know, let's get together. So in that first 2 weeks, I called 249 people and got 10 deals under contract by the end of my second month. Going into my third month, I had 10 deals and never slowed down, right? Like I had just bet on this whole branding idea. And then the thing about it was I was coachable, but I just didn't know where to get coaching. And I was on a team. I was doing so much self-gen. I started my own, left there and started my own team. And then over time, you just grow it and grow it and grow it. And then 2008 hit, we got really into short sales. So we dipped down a little bit and kept on growing. Before you know it, I had 30 agents on my team. We're doing 540 transactions, 150 million in sales. The problem was And I had wrote a book about it. And I, you know, once I got to 500 transactions, I was doing some research. Somebody on my team asked me, how did you get so good at selling real estate? And I did some Googling. I said, I'll write you guys a document and get it to you in like a week. And I did some Googling, and they're like, hey, if you're really good at something, write a book about it. And I was like, I'm going to write 4 books. So I've actually written 3 books. I'm finishing my fourth book. This, you know, the first book was a bestseller on Amazon for like 9 months, Create Demand and Stop Chasing Business. And it was about all the things that we did that weren't really taught. Like, you know, we were being taught to cold call and prospect and door knock. And that was about like getting involved in the nonprofit world and just creating that reciprocity at the community level, holding big events, fundraisers. And before you know, you just start getting this, hey, come list my house. Hey, my realtor is going to kill me, but you're so involved in you know, this thing or that thing or whatever. There was a time where I had, like every night I had like a nonprofit type event. And so my sphere of influence now is over 2,500 people, but almost all of it is from people that are involved in the community and giving back. And the reciprocity was a huge, super mental trigger. Has just never... it's like serve regardless of opportunity. You can't expect business out of it, but it just is a good way to be. It's really, you can bet that good things are going to come from it. So I was at an event, probably where I met you, Josh, speaking to a crowd of real estate coaches. But, you know, on the surface, I was number one in our market and we were the biggest team. I had all these internal problems. I had cliques on my team that didn't get along with each other. The structure didn't scale to that size properly. I could never get everybody to agree to make adjustments so that we could build in the things that we needed. And you just become a volume machine. Like you're adding agents to add more volume, but the margin's just shrinking. And you know, we got our margin down to 10%. It's not a bad living, but it's just a tremendous amount of work for about the same amount of money you were making doing half of the work, right? So that's when I hired Workman Success to rebuild. And I went from 30 to 10 agents and I just got married. And, you know, it's when you start, when you're dismantling the money-making side of it and you still haven't completely dismantled the expenses, you know, it's a little stressful, but, the other thing too, is you think that you're unique. Once you get into the coaching world, there's hundreds of thousands of teams around the country that grew the same way without having, you know, crowdsourced ideas from millionaire real estate agents that you implement. And so with Workman, we completely rebuilt the team. Within 2 years, I was netting the same amount of money doing half the volume. So,
right. Well, do you mind if I dig a little bit deeper into this? Because I just want to get into like the psychology piece, because I think there's a, you know, there's a, this is something a lot of agents are actually scared to talk about. They're embarrassed to talk about because they're on the surface. Everybody thinks they're running this amazing business, but internally you're like, you know, you kind of feel like, gosh, am I faking this? Like, am I, you know, like how did you actually feel? And like, what was the trigger for you to make that decision to go from a 30 person team to just say, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to fix it. And I'm going to do it the right way. Like how did you feel and what made that make you make that decision?
So it was, I went to lunch with Lee Tessier.
Lee Tessier is a top producing agent in Baltimore, right?
No, he's an hour north of us. He's in Harford County. Okay. He, on paper, I look like the bigger agent. I've always, you know, I always did more at that point. I always did more volume and more transactions. And, we sat down, we were talking about getting together to create this like local sort of Facebook group coaching platform to recruit to. He's a little bit more north than I am. And he just started showing me like his P&L statements, everything he's tracking, profitability. Like he had been coached from his second year in real estate. I had just kind of, you know, watched YouTube videos as I needed it. As you know, I was like, I got to figure this out, you know? So it's not uncommon, you know, you just sort of like patchwork things together. And I was blown away by Lee. I was like, oh my God, like, you know, his profitability was like three times my profitability. And, you know, the only thing I had was it looked like I was a bigger agent. Like, and that's really, you know, the more you get into the coaching world mastermind with other coaches that are touching other big teams, you're like, wow, you know, like there are, it's not uncommon. Because if you break down like the profit you're making from your team and then look at what you're generating and looking what your expenses are, like it's pretty common that a lot of teams are just an assemblage of agents that just promote that they're great because they do all this volume, but there is no cohesiveness. There's no structure. Nobody's leading by example. You don't have, commitments to be on the team. You don't have core values. I was like, all right, I'm going to completely change. And
really, Ron, like that also leads to like a whole host of problems in the real estate industry, right? Like when you have that revolving door of people leaving the team, you've generated all these leads that you had expenses on. And then when they leave, you lose out on that customer lifetime value if your customer goes with that other agent. And it's the kind of the whole smoke and mirrors of our industry. And it doesn't always make sense to be that team lead. I love that point. I think everyone should really think about what their goal is when it comes to real estate, growing a team, etc.
Real estate has a lot of contracts. I want this podcast to have a social contract as well. Here's what I need from you. If you're listening to the show and you get something valuable out of it, or you hear something that you think, that's awesome, I want you to send me a DM on Instagram, or if you find my email, send it that way. The more feedback that I get helps me to put together better shows and attract better guests.
You know, it's easy to get going, especially you're younger, you're connected to a lot of people, and then, people want to join your team because they see the volume and success you're doing. And it's easy to grow that in a less than perfect system. It just is. And then a lot of teams implode, because what I did, it was a lot of work. It was difficult. It was tough. It was, but it had to be done at some point. It was like, at some point I gotta pit stop this business and rebuild it. I gotta get into, just restructure it and, build a new team around that. So I think a lot of people get into the volume. Then if your net margin goes down, you start to figure out profit. And then you got to really focus on consumer, the consumer experience. I think 100%. It's lost in all that.
100%. So you took that realization, and I saw this happening because this is right when I met you. And what we're learning is, finding some great mentors, finding some great coaching, latching on to people that are doing great things. And this is where I met Ron, was in the coaching community. And I saw this transition where you said, you know what, enough is enough. And you wrote a book about it. And tell me how your life has changed since you wrote the book, Profitability and Performance Pit Stops of Real Estate Rockstars. Like, tell me how your life has truly changed.
So, I had committed to writing 4 books. I promised myself I would do that. And the reasoning was I would learn as I grew my business and developed it, the things that I hadn't figured out to that point, I would learn and research and go super deep on, deep enough that I could write a book and share it with people. So there is a altruistic sort of like, I want to help people, but it is primarily self-serving, like where I can learn something deep enough to actually write about it. So I told Viral Workman, if we got my business back to running profitably and structured all the right seats and all the right people and the right job and grow this thing, I'd write about it. And so November 15, 2019, I said, all right, I'm going to write this. And at the time I was getting up at like 5:30, and I decided to start getting up at 4:00. I have not missed a day. I've not missed one day since November 15, 2019. And I would sit down and I'd do some chores and write from 4:30 to 7:30 every morning. Right around that time, COVID kicked in. We also got pregnant. My wife got pregnant while I was writing this book. So it was really the thing that that was every day. The thing I knew if I focused in the morning, 1 hour a day across a year, that's 365 days. Multiply that out, that's 15 24-hour days I added to my calendar at the beginning. And that was just to write this second book, which ended up being, a really big book and got really good reviews and everything. And my life changed, so it took me 13 months to write that book. And we had just had our son. And I got into really thinking about what I call a lifestyle framework. So that whole getting up at 4 in the morning, the first year was for the book. The second year was because it really gave me a lot of time with my son. Once he got up, I took him until our au pair took over at 8:00. And then since he's born, and I've been out of town twice, but I get home every day at 5 o'clock every day, and I barely work on the weekends. So the number one thing in my life is that I get home at 5 and hang out with my son. So I don't steal. I'm really big on not stealing time from like my son or my community or my friends or my family to do my moonshot activities, you know, really swinging for the fences and getting your business to the next level. That all happens from 4:30 to 7:30 in the morning. And I do it every day. Have not missed a day. And so
that's amazing. I'm going to dig into that because, you know, I've been like faking calling myself a psycho, which we're going to talk about the psycho challenge in a minute here. But I just kind of want to recap this so people can visualize this journey, right? So here's a team leader that, you know, on the outside, the perception was you've got it all. You got 30 agents, 500, 600, 700 deals, right?
550, right around 550.
No children, you know, just getting married at that time. And what you did is you made a massive change and you have scaled back the amount of agents, right? You're back to what, 8 agents or so?
We're 10
agents. So you have reduced your agents from 30 to 10. And how much
more? 30 to 10 up to 15. And now we're at 10. And that's probably where we'll be for a little bit.
And how much more profitable are you now than when you were at that 550 deals?
Well, with more tinkering too, you know, we replaced a lot of employees with like TC services and things like that scaled down as the volume over the last year, 2 years have scaled down. But we're right around 25%.
Almost three times more profitable.
We're good. Like my business scales. We have over 940 reviews in Zillow. Our Google reviews are growing. We're really focused on the consumer experience and the smoke and mirrors part of it. I laugh about it. I make fun of it. Because there's a whole nother generation of people that are feeling the pain of a big team that doesn't make a lot of money, for the amount of work. Right.
Well, and I want to jump in because, you know, what I find amazing about you is I'll ask you some questions like, hey, Ron, are you going to this conference? Are you doing that? And you are one of the people that point blank, you're at a point in your life where you just don't care about the ego part of this business. And this is a piece of, how old is your son now?
He's 3.
3 years old, right? So I'm just trying to, again, share a visualization of somebody that has made some drastic changes in his life with a 3-year-old son. And part of this was because you had your son, right? And you've also been vocal about eliminating negative things from your life, negative toxins like alcohol, right? Yeah. You've been vocal about that, how much time that has given you back. And then I just want to dig into, you know, what this is, what the transitions look like into the psycho challenge. Okay. So it's all a part of the story. Massive changes, massive commitments, eliminating ego, being profitable, spending time with who you believe is the most important people in your life, right? Which is your son and your wife. And just kind of dig into those changes right now.
Yeah. So November 15th, 2019, when I started getting up at 4 o'clock, I also stopped drinking just because I drank one night a week, but I didn't want to feel good. You know, 1 to 2 nights a week. So I averaged 75 days of not feeling my best. So cut that out. You know, that was a lot of time. Really analyzed my where I was spending time. I didn't want to be spending 2 hours a night at the end of the night watching TV. I wanted to take that time, put it in the morning. And then you just adjust your framework. I call it a lifestyle framework. And I really focused on, like, how do I, number one, hang out and not steal time for my son, which that was easy, like get home at 5. But how do I swing, you know, I call it moonshot thinking. JFK had this speech about getting to the moon. They call it the moonshot speech. And it's like, if you keep on working and working and working, it's like the compound effect. It's, you know, like I need that time. I need that 3 hours in the morning. So I really focused that time on success. I have a fitness commitment, a weight commitment, a clarity commitment, family, community, and relationships, and sleep. So, I believe in that good quote about small hinges swing big doors, and so I can like just focus on these little concepts. It's going to open up all the big things I want. And last year, or just over a year and a half ago, somebody told my sister-in-law they didn't believe I was up every morning at 4. And at the same time, I had a friend of mine who was having problems with alcohol ask me if I could mentor him in getting better. And I said, look, I'm going to, I always wanted to do this, kind of like Hard 75. I want to create this challenge and I want to implement all of these commitments. I think that they're each one of them is a little small commitment. If you can do it for 90 days, which ended up being too long. A lot of people tried it, but couldn't do it 90 days. So we rewrote it this past year. And now it's a 30-day challenge. So every morning we do a 4:30 accountability call. It goes live on YouTube and Facebook and this little private group. And we've got people that come on and they're doing the same thing. So they're spending 3 hours a day. They're working out at least 30 minutes a day. They have a diet that has less than 2,000 calories and eating good, no sugar, 8 glasses of water, no alcohol. For the family community relationships, we narrowed it down to making 3 calls a day to stay in touch and nurture those relationships that with people are important. And you got to be in bed by 9:30. So that was a challenge. It was funny because the person that I wrote the challenge for didn't take it. And the person that told my sister-in-law they didn't believe I, they didn't get involved or anything, but yeah. So I go live. If you go to 430psycho.com, it's got the whole challenge, and then our 430 Psycho YouTube channel, you can see the 10-minute accountability calls. And
I think it's amazing. So I want to repeat that because it's 430psycho.com. And Ron and I have been talking about this. As real estate professionals, I mean, a lot of us have personality styles that we're very driven. We've got the entrepreneurial mindset, but a lot of us have personalities that we sometimes need to make massive changes in our life and make massive decisions. And this is a massive decision that you have made. And I've heard about other people that have joined this challenge. You were telling me, you know, just the other day about a mother with 4 kids that like she has to, in order for her to function at a high level throughout the day and to take care of her business and her family, like she has to execute these 3 hours to get her life back. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, she's got to start her day she's a single mom, 4 kids, got a bunch of business owners that come on. I created a tracker where you can log in and just time stamps your login. And then now we do it for 30 days. And the first batch of people doing it for 30 days are just finishing. So it's pretty cool. It gives you 90 hours, in that 1 month, before 7:30 in the morning, right? If you do it at, 7 days a week. And, it's cool. It's easy. I do it every day. So it was easy to create a challenge and then say, look, of course I'm doing it. I'll continue to do it.
And I think that's what people need to hear with stuff like this. I mean, we all got to admit, like that first day, that second day. Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult to wait. I know I wake up at 4:45 every morning and it's difficult to get that first one or two under your belt. But once you get to day 3, once you get to day 4, it becomes easier, easier, easier. And you're 5 years into this and it's like clockwork, right? It doesn't affect you at all. It's a part of your lifestyle.
I'm in the beginning of my 5th year. And yeah, it's just how I do it. So if I, like a couple of days ago, I woke up, I didn't feel like getting up. And I have this thing where I don't let my feelings make my decisions. And I said, of course I'm getting up. I got to do this call, I don't make decisions with feelings. And
do you feel like your clients have really got to know you better because you're so vocal about these really cool and big things that you're doing? I know you mentioned you live stream these. How do your clients react to this? Has that become like a major conversation piece with your customers that's improved, them seeing you as more than just the realtor?
So one of our commitments of the challenge is scarcity. We actually don't promote it. We actually have a commitment that says that maybe mention it once or twice in social media, but we want people that you're surrounded by to see this change without getting the play-by-play. So, here and there, but it's really for anybody that wants to participate and change their life. It's not really to... it's not the smoke and mirrors, right? It's not the, hey, I'm making all this change and then everything. It just drizzles out.
You're doing it for you first.
That's right. Yeah. So if you actually go to 430psycho.com, you'll see one of the commitments is not to like let everybody know how you're changing. Like when I first started in the business, I pegged these like four commitments of my brand, and then just kind of dipped out of like my social scene. Nobody knew what was happening, but when I made these calls and called 249 people that I knew in those conversations how it was going to trigger people, right? And so I just think it's better that if you start losing weight and you're getting more done and you got more energy and you're spending more time with your family and your wife or your partner, and you're, you know, helping, you know, do a fundraiser that you never did before. Like all that time, like being able to work on things in the morning and then open up the time instead of working till 8 or 9 o'clock every night, like a lot of realtors do. That's what I want. I'm doing it. And I really like, it's like, anybody that wants to do it, great. If you don't, that's great. But I don't want people doing it for 2 weeks and putting it all over social media and then failing.
Neighborhood Realtor Podcast is proudly made possible by the support of our sponsors, Treadstone Funding and Neighborhood Loans, two amazing Midwest mortgage companies that now have offices all around the country. If you're a real estate agent looking to partner with an amazing lender, DM me at MattMuskie88 and I'll connect you with someone in your market. If you're a lender and you want to join the right mortgage company, DM me and I'll connect you as well.
You know, that's what they say with these challenges, right? If you go, you know, I remember one of the statements when I completed that 75 hard challenge, and this always stuck with me. It was going to be more impactful by me failing that challenge than committing. So I love what you said, like, let's not do things for a week. Let's not do things for, you know, 14 days, because if you go into that with, I'm just going to do it until I fail, then it's going to have a serious negative impact on your lifestyle. Let's complete these challenges. Let's make, like, you know, long-term commitments. So I think it's a great mindset, 100%.
Yeah. There was a guy, today, he just hit 30 days and he's like, I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm not stopping, you know?
Yeah.
And that's cool. It's literally changing his life. Like, he's embracing it. It's not for everybody. Once you adjust to it, you know, like, you, when you wake up for the first time at 4 o'clock, you are tired that night. You are going to sleep deeper than you've ever slept. And you set the alarm clock and do it again. And by the third day, it's just like traveling to England and having your clock adjust, you know?
Right. Well, I got to be honest with you, for the listeners, viewers, I feel like we're just kind of scratching the surface here. And I think, you know, today this was all about, you know, Ron being open and honest with being in an unprofitable situation and making those changes, and then really taking what's important to him in life with his son, with his wife, and really making a commitment to those lifestyle changes, the lifestyle framework. And this is after 5 years, like, I've seen this happen. So it's a great story for us all to reflect on how we want to make changes in our life. But I mean, to be honest with you, this, it doesn't stop here with Ron, is what I'm trying to say, because if you've got more time, if the viewers have more time, if the listeners have more time, you got to get on Google and just check into some of these books, right? Like I said, Profitability and Performance Pit Stops with Real Estate Rockstars. It's on Amazon. Create Demand, Stop Chasing Business. It's on Amazon. Google Ron, because he was starting to get into all of the stuff that he does in the community.
Third one.
And he's got the third book, 430 Psycho Challenge, which, if you want to dig deep, 430psycho.com. What we didn't dig into in depth today, which I want the listeners to know, is how much Ron has been involved in his community. Out of any real estate agent I know, he's bought into the city of Baltimore. He's always doing community events. He's always got such a large sphere, and he's made that commitment, and he's running a business that a lot of agents can admire and want to be. Can you just touch on that just briefly, Ron? Because I think that's something I've always admired about you, is the amount of community events you guys do.
I'm altruistic. I'm economic, and I'm driven by altruism and economics. So I like making money, but I like helping people. And initially, when I decided, okay, I'm going to give back to the community as a branding idea, I realized I really enjoy it. So it's a good way to be a good motivator. If you know DISC, to be, you know, in real estate, you're helping people with, you know, tough transactions, but out in the community, I really enjoy helping it. So we are involved in a whole, you know, a laundry list of different things, and it feels good. I hate talking about what happens because it almost seems like you can't be you can't expect business out of it. But if you do it without any expectation of business, which is the key, you'll kill it once you do something for a day, then start like talking about like, you know, maybe you could refer a business to me or any kind of like silliness like that. Just go out, you serve your community, serve regardless of opportunity, and serve and serve and serve, and it will be noticed. And people will hire you instead of their past realtor because they love the SPCA, or they love Ronald McDonald House, or they love Believe in Tomorrow, or they, you know, they love the cause that you're working in. So, it was a branding idea initially, and that's just something that became part of me. And you're going to mature one way or another, right? Like, so you gotta have a vision of how you want to grow yourself as a person. And then we are, a lot of us, we are our business, right? So like I have really simple concepts from the very beginning, like, and that's one of the things. Now, if you ask 10 agents, like, what, how do you define your brand? Like, I can tell you, because mine was like very specific right out of the gate. And I would say probably two or three might be able to answer that question. Like, I just got into real estate and I became another person. Like, I became a better person. And I think the more you do it, for me, back in 2019, I was like, I'm getting rid of every bad habit, replacing it with a good habit. And I'm going to have like, it's confusing. Everybody's pulling it in all these different directions. Like if I can lock into, you know, like if I work out a half hour every day, I know I'm going to keep slim. You know, if I keep my diet great, I know I'm going to stay slim. I know if I make 3 calls a day to my friends, family, and community, or people involved in different nonprofits, I'm going to stay nurtured where I need to be. I know if I don't drink alcohol, I'm not going to mess things up and I'm going to get a lot of time back. I know if I get up at 4, I'm going to work 3 hours every morning and I'm going to spend a lot of time with my son, and I'm still going to do a lot of good business like we've been doing. So the thing about, I would say generally, the commitment to consistency and accountability is undefeated. Does not lose.
I love it. You know,
and then you can backfill in all the other stuff that you're going to be coached and learn about. So
I love it. You know, I got a sign above my door because I'm a big football fan. It says champions run towards accountability. I see it every single day I walk in the door, and that's a huge thing, man. Commitment. And you said one more thing, which I think people need to understand, because I've been saying this for years now. As real estate professionals, we all have the opportunity to define the business that we want to run, to define the brand that we want to be. And there's a lot of different things that realtors can be great at. But at the end of the day, we all have a choice. So realtors need to dig deep and understand, like, who do they want to be in this business? Do they want to be community-based? Do they want to be like nonstop heavy prospecting machines? I mean, you name it. There's all sorts of avenues to be undefeated in this business, like you said.
And if you don't have that, and you can't isolate what that thing is and what direction you're running and what your passion in this business or in your community is, that's your write this down moment for right now. Figure that out and the rest will follow.
So real simply, when I was getting into real estate, I was like, okay, everybody I know knows 5 real estate agents. How do I get somebody to say, hey, I think Ron's a better pick than my friend I've known for 15 years that's been doing real estate for 10 years? You know, can I become the hardest worker by being in the, you know, in the office at 6 a.m., which I did for many years until now I'm getting up at 4, and it's, that's different. But, is he chasing me? Is he prospecting me? Is he cold calling me? Or is he just trying to be my friend? Which that from the very beginning, I was like, I'm going to be a friend to as many people as I can, not a salesperson. Do these other people give back to the community, or they as involved? And then the whole sharp like a pilot thing was this really odd thing that I thought was really cool and thought I was going to kill myself. But I'm a pilot. I got my pilot license in 6 months and I'm sharp like a pilot, which transcended into how I do business, you know? So my brand, like from the get-go, was really thought out in those 4 components of it. And, you know, it's just evolved from there. So
this is awesome. Well, I mean, I don't know. This is, you might have to throw this into two or three segments, Matt. We got a lot of good information here. This was an awesome, awesome episode today.
Guys, Ron, Josh, thank you so much. I think everyone should have a couple takeaways. And the only thing I want to end on is there was something really, really smart Ron said at the very beginning of the episode that we glossed over. You mentioned the importance of ensuring that every agent, really every business person, has and understands their P&L, because you can't really understand the profitability of your business and start to make decisions on what your next steps are going to be, what your, how big your team is going to be, what the goals for the next year is, unless you know your P&L and have one. So I want to make sure people don't gloss that over, because it's a huge, huge piece and it works for every top producing agent and business person. So Ron, Josh, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Ron, hey, tell everybody how they can find you though. Cause again, I know I've been pumping up your books and all that good stuff, but people are going to want to check all this stuff out.
If you want to find me, it's easy on Amazon, but I would say if you really want to find me, go to 430psycho.com. And if you're in the Eastern Standard time zone and you want to make a big impact in your life and get yourself 90 hours a month where the phone's not ringing and hold yourself accountable to, you know, getting a new license or getting a new skill or learning something where you can make huge impact for you and your family, 430psycho.com is the best way to find me.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.